Shall we get down to business?
Yes, please. Oh man. Okay. So, it has been a very, 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 very long time, and I have to say, 2024 has been quite a year. I mean, January has been quite a year.
Yes, it has.
I don't know, like COVID, I think has been COVID, I think messed everybody up, right? I still feel like I want those 3 years back. And I don't know, 2024 has started off with a bang. Like I don't know about y'all, but the last 3 weeks I feel like have been a lot.
They really have them.
And not to mention like all the stuff that happened at the end of last year, which, for those of you who've been listening to us for the past 3 years, we went MIA after October, so it's all everything. But a lot of stuff happened for all of us. But no, this year started off with so much. Like, I don't even know. We're all over the place. It's been a weird 3 weeks, has it not?
It's like the longest year of my life so far. I don't even know what to do with myself.
Yeah, I did look at the calendar today, like, damn, it's still January. And then there's like still like a whole 7 days left in January. Like,
Right?
it's not even like the
Too
end.
many. Right. It was like, it's that we still got so much time left. And yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know. The year started off with a bang with people just being crazy. And then Cat William decided to let the clip out. And I don't know. Like, since then, I'm just like, well, I guess everybody decided this is the year of telling a truth. And I'm here for it,
My
actually.
goodness, let me tell you, I woke up New Year. It was like Christy is standing on business nonstop.
Listen.
Everyone is getting it this year. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. Everyone.
Yeah, seriously, I think it's really important though that everybody tell their truths. So I'm here for it. I am definitely here for it.
They say a Pluto is in Aquarius, and when that happens, everything gets laid out on the table just as it is. No secrets, no
Me, when you
hiding.
end a year in a retrograde, when you end a year in a Mercury retrograde, I think everybody was ready for it anyway. Like, that was just bound to happen anyhow, I think. But yeah. Little still man, that she said that she wasn't a planet no more.
Well, NASA can say whatever they want to, but as long as Pluto is up there rotating and doing whatever it be doing up there in the orbit, it's a planet to me.
Oh man. All right. So let's see. In the news stuff, I don't know if we got a chance to talk about it last year at all, but let's I wanted to get you guys' opinion about what happened to Monsieur Majors. Jonathan Majors had his court situation. What did you guys think about how all that played out?
I think it was weird that all the details were just so spelled out. I feel like other actors, musicians that have been in similar situations, like it wasn't this much detail. Unlike Johnny Depp and that lady, I forgot her name. Oh my gosh.
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard, yes. And Amber Heard, I mean, that was like years, right? But this, like, I don't even know how long these people were dating. Why did we need to know every single detail of what was happening? It was all too weird to me, and I didn't bother like watching, the court case or whatever. But I did think it was weird that he got married like in between all of this.
He got
Married?
married.
Didn't he
Who's
get married
married?
to
Oh, he's not
what
married to make a good
Megan?
marriage. No, they're not
Oh,
married.
I thought they were married. I thought like all of a
No.
sudden they like linked up and got married.
No, they're just dating. She's his comfort support girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know. You heard that thing? Like he needs a Coretta because he's a strong. He's a good
strong man. I wanted to smack his lips up when he said that. Like, just be quiet. Shut up. Why is nobody on his team telling him to shut the fuck up?
Because he believes that he's a strong black man. He's a leader. And he, you know, that man, somebody filled that boy with, he's okay. So, you know how, like, Kanye out here, you know, he knows that he has a gift. And, like, he had people in his corner telling him that he was wonderful and great. He don't got nobody to put some sense in him. So, Jonathan also, somebody told him he had a gift. And he just had people around him telling him how wonderful he was. And he don't got nobody in him to be around him to tell him, you are a black man in America. Like he doesn't have anybody around him to tell him, no, wait, they can pull you down just as quickly as they lifted you up there. So I think that that's part of what the problem was with Jonathan. He should have, I don't know, Michael, when Michael B. Jordan and him was making a movie, maybe Michael should have been like, hey, maybe you should get some more black friends.
Because. I mean, I don't particularly think that Michael B. Jordan is surrounded by Negroes, but like, I just don't think that he's just like, I don't know. This was just so weird to me. And then it got weirder and weirder the longer it went on. And then I just had to stop caring about it because it went on for too long. And it got turned into like a, you know, see, this is why you need to leave those white girls alone type of thing. It's like, well, if you're saying that this happened because she's white, that what you're really saying is it should have happened to a black woman. And I don't like that.
I don't like that conversation. Yeah, I don't
like that either.
Yeah, the conversation did get weird. I feel like it was too much. Like the story was weird because I don't think it should have gone to court because it was a situation where, yes, there might have had some other altercations before. Who knows what happened there? We don't know because it wasn't all documented. Mm-hmm. But this particular conversation, this particular incident should not have been what brought him to court. They got into an argument in the car because she grabbed his phone. They're obviously, he tried to grab it from her. It hurt her finger. And then they separated. He tried to get away from her because he knew that it was going to turn into a thing. And all of that is documented. Now you're bringing in other stuff from previous situations, which we don't have context for. And all of that is what led to this. Now, if he was not a movie star, if he was not associated with all of these different projects, this would not be news. Like, it would not be a thing. It would not have gone to court. Like, it would not be interesting.
Yeah.
And it definitely wouldn't have gone to trial. There was no reason for it to go to trial. This was a DA that wanted attention. She was not going to press charges. So that part doesn't make any sense. But, you know.
Oh, I didn't even think about it that way. I thought it was also weird with the way that they were trying to portray him as this person that, you know, doesn't fight, not the aggressor. Like he's, you know, splitting up teenagers in a school fight.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird.
Like that was so random.
Oh, that was very weird. And his, you know, his team putting out certain things and the text that they thought were going to make it better. And just, it was very strange. He's going to have to go away for a little bit.
Oh,
yeah. And figure all that out. I don't know how he's going to pull it back. But my thing is, like, you had Jeremy Renner who had domestic violence issues, and that was a blip on the screen. And I'm not trying to play other people did it too. Like, I don't care about all that. I'm just saying, like, this is not going to go away because of how long it was in the news. But there have been other people in the Marvel sphere who have had similar domestic violence things who were able to, like, do it. It was in the news for like 2 days and that we moved on.
Yeah.
This was in the news for 6 months. No, a year, because it happened February of last year. It was in the news for a year.
Oh my God. Wild. That's insane. Yeah. It doesn't even seem like it was that long, but oh my goodness, it really was that long.
And that's crazy, right? And then you think about like Ezra, who had like story after story after story after story. And we had to wait until The Flash came out for them to be like, oh, okay, well, and then the Flash did horribly.
It sure did.
And they were like, well, we're just gonna have that go into the wind. Like, right, we're just gonna forget that this was a thing. You know, they haven't officially like cut ties with him, but we're probably not gonna see another. I'm sorry, with them. But we're probably not gonna see another Flash movie with Ezra. You know, like it's probably just not gonna be a thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're gonna get an official, we're not doing any more movies with them. You know what I mean? I don't think we're gonna get an official statement from them. But Marvel had a statement ready for as soon as that trial was ended.
Wow.
Like that was written, it was ready to go.
Gotta understand gotta figure out what the motive was for all of that.
They had a contingency plans. They knew what they had. You know, they had to figure out what the storyline's gonna be. Are we gonna, what they need to tell their directors what they gotta do.
Yeah.
Are we going this way with this? Or we need to like switch up plans and go another way? The whole, you know, franchise is dependent on this. So, anyways,
I am interested to see what they're going to do with that, what direction they're going to take it now, because that was a big old role.
It really was. I think they have a lot of plans in place, and you know, they've lost a lot of money, but I think that they're changing a lot of what they're doing. I think one of the things that Bob is doing right now is refocusing attention. So they're scaling down on the movie side and they're scaling up on the Disney Plus side, because subscriptions is where it's at right now. Like that's where the moneymaker is. So they're going to put more effort into the shows, but they need to tie the shows into the movies. So I think that the focus right there is to get the two in line so that people will watch the shows, because they need them to watch the shows and tie it back to the movies. But they also are refocusing on the parks, because I think what the other Bob forgot about was that people care about the parks. Like, you have to tie all of them together to continue to make money.
Yeah. Like,
you need to do all three, right? And then I think it makes sense. It seems they're going to sell off some of the stuff they've bought, right? Because, yeah, they still have ESPN, they still have ABC, but I think, like, some of that stuff they've got to sell, because they can't do all of it. I don't think they can do all of it.
I'm tired of subscriptions. I don't want any more subscriptions, and I think less things should be subscription based. Like, at this point, we should just get back to cable.
The thing about it is with cable was really holding communities in chokehold. They were forcing, like, if a cable company didn't want to lay the cable down, you didn't have certain things. With subscriptions, you have more access to, like, you have more access to channels and shows that you did not have before, because if a cable company didn't want to lay cable in a rural area, they just didn't have access. But now you can stream stuff from anywhere.
Well, they can make streaming cable now because Xfinity has their streaming app.
Yes.
So I feel like someone needs to make this happen.
But to your point, actually, I probably have all of the streaming apps now. And it still costs less than cable, though, because I have Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, HBO, sorry, Max.
It still costs less than cable because they know that right now cable is still kind of a viable option. Like, people are still getting cable subscriptions, but like, everything is about to go up. Netflix just said they're raising prices again. Hulu is raising prices. Like, everything, it keeps going up and up and up until the point where it's like, where are they going to stop with the subscription price? You know what I'm saying? Are we going to be paying $75 a month for Netflix?
Don't think it's going to get that bad. But here's the thing. But here's the thing, right? If you're willing to pay for, if you're willing to watch commercials with your Netflix, it'll stay cheap, right? If you're willing to watch commercials, then it's still going to be $7.99, $6.99, whatever. Me personally, I'm never
Nobody
going to
wants to
watch
watch
commercials.
commercials.
There are lots of people who do. There are still people out there watching YouTube with commercials. I don't know how they
But
do it.
see,
Oh yeah,
Refuse.
that's one of me. That's me.
And
I
along with the
refuse.
price hikes, the minimum ad tier is going to change too.
Yes,
So like
yes.
right now the no ad tier is still $6, but eventually the no ad tier is going to be $20. Or not
Yes,
the no
but
ad tier, the ad tier. The ad tier is going to be $20, and then
no,
if you
no. The
don't
ad,
want ads,
no.
it'll be 30.
No. The no ad tiers is $15. The ad tier is
No, what
$24.
I'm saying is with the continuous price increases, because Hulu with ads used to be $5, now it's $7.
Okay, $5 for no ads is that's pushing it though. Like, okay, think about it.
No,
They
I
have
said
to run.
Hulu with ads. Hulu with ads used to be $5 and now it's $7. So even the with ad tier is going to keep on going up in price.
Hear that, but like the infrastructure though, like they have to run the company, like servers aren't cheap.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm sorry, and
That's
I'm not,
true
I mean,
too. I get that.
I'm not trying to like give these multi-million dollar companies
I
like they
mean,
gotta
but
pay their employees.
that's what just happened though. That is what just happened. Because I
Hear
mean, at the end of the day, the server costs though, like come on.
No,
Come on.
listen, you know
People
they can do
aren't
some
they?
layoffs. Lay
They
people
have
off
to
there.
pay. I'm just saying. Work for one of these companies, right? So I'm not, I'm maybe I'm a little biased, right? So I'm sitting here as someone who works at one of these conglomerates, right? Like, yes, my company just went through a round of layoffs, and I know why they lay these people off. It's because we have to buy more technical equipment. Like
That is not why they lay people off.
it's
Please don't
no
make me be a communist on these people's internet. They lay
it
people off
they got
because
it actually.
somebody at the top wants more money. It don't have nothing to do with what they're spending to run the actual business. Somebody wants more money in their pocket, so they
Yep.
said, "Where can we cut? Oh, we can cut these people." Because if it was really about cutting costs, they would have cut costs of equipment. We're talking about Google here.
No. Actually, it doesn't work exactly like that. Because yes, they could pay executives less, but they still have to buy the equipment. They still have to buy the servers. They still have to run the data centers. They still have to do all of those things, and it costs a lot of money
Yes, it
to
does. But
run.
it doesn't cost as much as they're paying the CEO.
No, it doesn't. Whew, that's a hard one. I'm gonna say it's a hard one, especially with layoffs and being a part of the layoffs and then getting a new job and seeing like more layoffs, and none of it is related to that, even though I still work for in software. No one is doing layoffs for that. But I guess if I was Hulu, I could see how my costs could go up.
Listen, with AI coming down the pike, the amount of it's that the stakeholders want a return on their investment. The consumer wants more advances in technology, and everybody wants a raise. So you
Everyone
got to figure out how to make you got to figure out how to make everybody happy.
No, we don't.
And
We could just fire the CEOs and eat the fucking rich.
You cannot fire the
I
CEOs. That's not.
love Okay, well then
it.
they can get
I
automated. Whatever
can't
they do, the AI can do.
make them AI. I love it.
Write an algorithm to run the fucking business. Write an algorithm that'll balance the goddamn checkbook. And that's what the CEO does.
You still need humans to run
You have a
companies. I
board of directors, the
refuse.
CEO still has to answer to the board of directors.
Yes,
And
they
then the
do.
board of directors brings down the gauntlet on whatever the heck they need.
They say, give us our money. We need a return on our investments.
Yeah. And the CEO says, well, still pay me my,
right, you know, the return on your investment. Salary. I mean, I don't know. I just, there's money to be injected, and it doesn't have to come from people losing their jobs. People lose their jobs because somebody wants more profit, not because it costs more to run the business.
Well, it's both though, Ashley. It costs more to run the business, and then we have to figure out how we still make money while running the business. So we have to cut costs somewhere.
I'm about
so that
to
we
Google
still make
Google's
profits.
Profit in 2023.
Listen, it's billions of dollars, Ashley. It's billions of dollars. Billions.
Okay. And so if they're making billions of dollars, then it probably
costs
less
more
than those billions of dollars to run the business, because that's what profit is. Profit is the extra money that you have after you pay the cost of running your business. That is the definition of a profit. And so if they're making billions of dollars in profits, it costs less than those billions to run it.
Okay.
And so if there's more money needed in how much it costs to run the business, it can come from the profits and not from the people that do the labor.
Okay.
Or the consumer.
This is very true. I have to pay for YouTube just like you do.
I refuse.
I do not know how you sit through all those commercials when you're watching YouTube, but maybe you don't watch as much YouTube as I do.
I don't. I really don't. I use YouTube for, like, if I have a question about something. I use it like a search engine. And then I go about my business. And then I go to TikTok.
Yes. You are giving all of your time to TikTok.
Heck yes.
We were talking about Netflix. So Netflix just signed a deal to stream the WWE exclusively. And so they announced that the same time they announced their price hikes. So WWE used to stream on Peacock. So now people who are paying for Peacock to watch WWE, I wonder what the draw now is going to be to have Peacock if they don't have
Peacock rights. It's ridiculous. Like, you can have free and then not free and then upgrade. Then you pay for it. Then there's like a plus. And then there's like another level. It's too much.
I don't understand what that's about, because why you can just have NBC if you have regular TV. I don't understand what Peacock is.
You can't have NBC if you have regular TV. Oh, I forgot about regular TV. I don't know how to get regular TV without cable.
Right. So NBC is that's just regular TV, right? And then CBS.
Yeah, NBC
and then
is one of those channels.
If you have cable, though.
No. You can get NBC with an antenna.
Yeah, that's it. You can get NBC and CBS and ABC with regular TV, but then you get Paramount Plus is CBS. You have Peacock, which is NBC. And then I don't know if ABC, that's Disney, right?
So ABC shows come on Hulu.
Right. Oh, and it's Hulu, right? So I'm just like, you can get all those shows, or you can just stream that. So I don't know.
I like Samsung TV. It's awesome, and you can just have a whole channel dedicated to one show, and it just shows every episode over and over and over, and I love it.
I'll be watching that Matched Married Beat channel because it plays all of the Married at First Sight episodes. I'm obsessed with that show now. Married at First Sight is my shit. But yeah, I like the free TV channels.
I only saw one episode of that show, and it was some girl who married some Haitian dude. I think it was a set in Boston. I don't know if he was Haitian or something. And like, they met and then they got married, and this girl was like giving him a lap dance at the wedding. And I was like, I don't think his family likes that. And I was like, they're not gonna last.
Nobody likes
don't
that
last.
Show.
Right, that guy that told the people that put them together, like, oh, she's not that pretty. I was livid.
Oh my goodness, Chris and Paige.
Yes,
Chris and Paige. Oh my, they're the reason I started watching that show. I started watching the show with their season because I saw a clip on TikTok, and I was like, let me go see the depth to which he actually descends. And when you think Chris can't go no lower, he goes lower than that. Like when you think he's reached rock bottom, he starts digging for the core of the earth. He was terrible. He was terrible. And I'm upset at those doctors for not calling him out more. They let him get away with way too much.
Yes, they really let the men get away with stuff. I noticed that a lot. The woman has to be more, become more adaptable, and the men can get away with anything. Didn't he all of a sudden had a baby on the way?
Yeah.
From another woman? How do you get married at first sight and have a baby on the way?
Man, and she's like, she was like 6 weeks pregnant. Like, it was just a mess. Melanie, you should watch it. It's season 12.
You need to watch it.
It's on Netflix.
It's on, yeah.
And
it's the most recent. I'm okay. Netflix. Okay. I can only pick one trash television show to watch. And
well, for me, it's Love is Blind. For that, I go hard on Love is Blind. I have a whole group of women that go crazy for Love is Blind. So that I pay attention to way more.
I think we have proven at this point through that experiment that love is in fact not blind.
It surely is not. It is not. And half of the cast of Love is Blind from Chicago, they're on Hinge. Oh, and all Chicago boys are like, look at that person, look at that person. Oh, it's hilarious. That show is crazy.
Man. in less exciting news. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so we are in the middle of two wars, and I think it's just so interesting.
What a segue.
That
wars?
I know. Sorry. I'm just thinking because it's just so interesting how like life is moving on, right, day to day, and like. We don't talk about these things because it's just like an everyday thing for us. And I say us because like as millennials, like it's been our life since we were 10.
We're always at war.
Right. Our whole life, right? Our whole lives we've been at war. But like, I think since October, when the bombings in Israel have been happening, we don't hear about what?
Been a little bit more in October since the bombings, but
well, I mean the ones that
I'll move on. I won't digress.
I don't know why you said that. I'm talking about why did you say that?
Because a lot of people feel like, oh, because it like quote unquote started in October and it wasn't. Like these bombings were way before then. Like I remember working in 2021 and this happened. And it was crazy because I work for a company that is over there. And it was wild to see the rhetoric and propaganda that, oh, it's October 7th. Like, October 7th is like a made up number at this point. Out of all the things that have happened. It's just how I feel. But I didn't want to digress into it.
Okay. So, okay. I just think that we haven't heard anything about what's happening with Russia is what I was referring to. Like the stories about Russia you don't hear them that often. And all of that is still going on. Like we're still sending,
What's his name was like, can you guys stop talking about the other country and talk about Ukraine more? Did you see that? The president of Ukraine?
Oh, you guys see that? No,
I'm gonna find that for you guys because, like, he literally said to the media, could you guys, like, what's happening in the Middle East is affecting no one's talking about Ukraine right now. Like, this man said this, and I'm like, he's wild.
I mean, I guess that's kind of what I'm trying to say is like, the media has a way of pigeonholing people's attention. And it's the same kind of rhetoric that people use online where they go, no one's talking about such and such as if we can only think about one thing at a time. Like, you're not allowed to, like, if as a content creator, you're not allowed to talk about anything else, or why aren't you talking about such and such as if we can't talk about other things when something else is going on. But, like, things leave the zeitgeist when something happens. Like, Listen, the whole Stanley Cup thing was ridiculous, but I thought it was hilarious that people were like, boycott Starbucks. Starbucks is horrible. No one should use Starbucks. And the minute they did a collaboration with Stanley Cups, people were fucking outside waiting at 2 o'clock in the morning for this cup. And I was like, I thought we were boycotting Starbucks. That's hilarious to me.
So, like, there were people that were never going to boycott Starbucks. They're like every morning since the boycott started, like the lines at Starbucks are still long as hell. But the point is that they're not as long as they once were. That is something that is
They're
noticeable,
losing
right?
money. They are
Yeah.
losing money. They
Right.
lost money,
But it's
actually.
like this collaboration with, I'm not saying, I mean, maybe it was like a Hail Mary, like we need some way to make up the business that we've lost, and so let's release the Stanley Cup. Maybe they've had it coming down the pipeline for a minute, but one thing was for certain, that cup was going to sell. It
Oh,
always was
yes.
going to sell because there's
Oh,
not
100%.
enough people that were going to boycott Starbucks for it not to. You know what I'm saying? I see somebody on campus every day with Starbucks. It just, but it's never, you can never achieve 100% on a boycott. It's not possible.
Oh, yeah, it's not possible. Definitely not. But it's nice when your friends don't want to admit that they go to Starbucks. And then they
Yes.
secretly put in the group chat, well, I went to get some coffee. And I'm like,
Where?
I'm sure you did.
Where'd you get it?
But even my friend, I was on the phone the other day. I needed my coffee desperately. I dropped a whole glass on the floor, coffee on my carpet. I'm like, screw this. Left my house. I'm on the phone. She's like, so where are you getting coffee at? I was like, oh, this local coffee place by me without a brand name. So it was kind of nice going there. However, I will say the person, when you go through the drive-thru of this random coffee place, they talk too much. Like the lady literally kept asking me so many questions. And I said to my friend on the phone, I'm never going back there again. Like, I don't go to a drive-thru to fucking talk to anybody. I just want my coffee and I want to go home. So I was really mad about that. But I'll find a new coffee shop. There's like
You
12.
must hate Chick-fil-A, my goodness.
I can't remember the last time I've been in the drive-thru for Chick-fil-A or even there. That's what Uber Eats is for, typically.
No, I feel you. No, I guess I'm just thinking like we don't hear, I mean, I'm sure the whatever Vladimir Putin is very happy that everyone's attention is on what everybody's thinking, but I just think the rhetoric is really interesting about how we're talking about Palestine. But it is interesting that people are now talking about media literacy and how people talk about things is how people think about things. Like people saying anti, like people talking about it as if you are pro-Palestine, you're anti Jews, and I'm like, that's not
Oh, that's just plain
how
ignorance.
that
Yeah.
works.
Literal
And
plain ignorance.
all these celebrities feel like if you don't say anything, people are coming and attacking you. And I'm just like, that's wild. Because what turning it to like other causes, why don't y'all do that when it's about Black people?
That's
Like
true.
nobody gets attacked when you don't say things about Black people getting shot or beat or other thing. Like nobody goes, you didn't say anything, so you must hate Black people. That never happens. Never.
That's true. 100%.
Yeah, but we all
Why
know that
is that?
everybody hates Black people. It's because everybody hates Black people. And like, I don't know. I'm tired of pretending like that's not the case. It is the case, and
Well, listen,
it's like not my fault. And I don't feel bad that people hate Black people. Like, y'all need to feel bad about that. Well,
Nikki
get
Haley
it
told us
together.
that there was no racism, though, Ashley,
Okay.
remember? Nikki
Isn't
Haley.
her name like Nemirata?
Right? So whatever her name is. Listen,
Nemirata?
she said that there that America was not a racist country, even though as a little brown girl, In North Carolina, they used to make fun. I was like, brown wear, girl. Anyways, never mind. Let me not say that.
Ooh.
Anyway, she said that this was not an she refuses to believe that America is a racist country. I was like, girl, you are talking out two sides of your neck, and it is
Yeah,
making
it's
me.
like she's another Republican puppet. You know, every now and again they trot them out to say, you know, whatever, whatever.
Back.
And then as soon as they're done, they're gonna be like, all right, now get your whatever slur we call you as in the back now. We don't
Yep.
want to see you anymore.
She is trying so hard to be 45's vice president. It's making my stomach hurt.
It's never gonna happen. It's never going to happen. I don't,
Hope that doesn't happen.
Listen, he won the primary tonight. Today was the New Hampshire
It.
primary.
I didn't
Yeah,
even
so
pay
he won.
attention today.
Yeah, he won. But she was
Wasn't
very close. It was very close between him and her. DeSantis dropped out of the race, which, okay.
Oh, everybody was talking about that.
He dropped out, and then he said he was going to support Orange Dude. And this is after he spent all this time like bad-mouthing him a little bit, but now he's going to support 45. And Haley is, holding out. But right, this man has 90 hard 90 indictments, 90 charges against him, and he's running for president.
That's America.
I feel like anybody should run now. Like anybody, like we should pick up. I don't understand. The Republican Party should be ashamed of itself. Anyhow, for me, what I think is funny is all the people online who are like, "Well, I'm not voting for Joe." Okay, I hear you. That's fine. You can be disillusioned with Mr. Biden. I get it. You can be disillusioned with the Democratic Party. I hear you. Who are you going to vote for?
Right? Because there are other people on the
Like who are you going to vote for? Like, because I hear you. You don't want to vote for Biden, and you can have whatever reasons you want. But the people who are like, "Well, I'm not voting for Biden." Okay, are you planning to vote for
Exactly.
Trump? Why? And then there are a lot of Black people who feel like things were better when 45 was president, and I am confusion.
Me too.
Confusion.
I have several things to say. Why do we allow them to force us to choose between two people we know suck just because they come from two political parties? I need an answer to that question. I haven't found a satisfactory one yet for all of the things that America claims to be, why we, the people, allow ourselves to be bullied like that. Like,
We can't even do a boycott.
don't like
So to
it.
get people to rally together and not buy a Stanley Cup, but rally them together to create a new party or
If somebody gave us an independent, if somebody gave us an independent person who was not affiliated to a party, who went up there and campaigned, and I would vote for them. I'm an independent, right? I'm not a
I mean, they
Democrat.
gave us that with Bernie, and the people voted.
No, they didn't.
Yes,
Well,
they
I wouldn't
did.
have voted.
The people
Person
voted
didn't
for
like
Bernie.
Bernie. Who? Which people?
You're not representative of all the people, are you? I mean, the majority of Democratic people voted for Bernie Sanders.
If they did, then he would have been on the ticket.
Oh, would he have? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Like
I.
that's how it works, right? Voting, like he was, he would have been the nominee. If he had enough votes, he would have been the nominee. That's how
No.
primaries work.
No. Super delegates and super delegates choose the Democratic nominee, not the people who vote in the primary election. Just like the people who vote in the main election also do not pick the president. The electors do.
True, true. So here's the thing.
People are su- they are supposed to vote the way the people vote, but that is not always what happens.
I
Anyway,
think that.
that's not what I wanted to say. That's not all I wanted to say. I don't want to get too far into the American electorate process, but I do think that it's time that we do some campaign finance law restructuring.
I like that.
So we did, and then they changed it because of Trump. He changed it. So, yes, I agree with that. I agree with that.
I don't remember what the second thing I wanted to say was. We got too
No,
far into other rabbit holes.
I was gonna say it has to start at the congressional level. People have to put forth bills to change the Electoral College. They have tried to do that for the past 15 years, and those bills keep getting shot down. So you need to tell your Congress people that you want those bills changed, and you need to vote for congressional people who are going to push those bills so the bills get changed. So we change the Electoral College, so we change how that's what needs to happen if we don't want to get stuck with this two-party system that doesn't count the popular. Like that's how you change that, or run for office and do it yourself.
I certainly don't want to run for office, but everything else you said, yes, exactly that.
Yeah, that's how it gets changed. I also think term limits, right? These people do, this is, should never have been a lifelong job. There should not be people in office who are 80 years old, 70 years old.
But
Like
see,
that
that's about
makes
the
no
money,
sense.
though, isn't it? Like
They also should
they're
not be
in
paid
office that
100.
long because they have enough money to bury whoever is running against them. They can out
Yes.
campaign them.
Yes, I don't think they should be paid. I don't think that job should pay $100,000 a year. It used to pay it you okay, so it used to only pay like $40,000 a year.
Oh.
It jumped from $40,000 a year to $90,000 a year in the 80s. It was relatively new that this was like a lucrative, not 80s, in the 70s. It jumped. It became a lucrative gig relatively like just recently. So it shouldn't be that way, right? This shouldn't be like a career
They also
job.
get taxpayer-funded healthcare.
Right. This should not be a lucrative job. This should be a civic duty. This should be like jury duty. This should be like working at the post office, right? This should be like being a, well, I don't want to say like being a police officer, but it should be like civic
It should be
duty.
like what a police officer, being a police officer should be.
Yes, correct. This is serving your country. Maybe like being a soldier, but again, but like
What it
this should
should
be
be.
like, right, it should be, right. This should be like serving your community, right? That's what it should be. It should not be a career goal. It should not be that. It should be like you want to give back, you want to make the world better, you want to help the community. You do it for 6 years and you go about your business. This is how you also rotate people in from different industries, right? You have a scientist do it, you have a teacher do it, you have a programmer do it, you have an actor do it, you have a theater person. You know what I mean? Like you roll in people from different walks of life, and that's how you get different ideas, different people from different parts of the country, people with different life experiences, right? That's how you make good government. That's how you get people with different types of ideas working together. That's how you build a good country. And that's how back in the day, back like when we first were building the country, that's how you got the Bill of Rights to be open to different ideas. That's how you have the different articles, because it was people who were like, hey, we should fix this. Hey, maybe slavery isn't a good idea. You know what I mean? Like, that's how all of that shit happened.
You're
But
talking
then,
about a time before corporations were people and had rights, including
yes.
the right to buy a
Yes.
senator or two.
Exactly. Because this, like, we would, when it was first founded, they only let people who had land make any decisions. And then they started rotating other people. And some of the guys who didn't have land were like, hey, some of these rules don't make sense because I don't have any land. And this is only benefiting the dudes who own large plantations. So we need to make some, you know what I mean? Like, that's how that shit happened. And that kind of shit doesn't happen anymore because Yeah, corporations now are like, hey, you know what? I own all this tobacco down here, and you guys got some rules that make it really hard for me to grow this tobacco. So let's change that up. Right. And that's how you got rules that like made it so they couldn't grow hemp anymore because the tobacco farmers and the cotton farmers were like, you know what? We don't like that hemp because it's breaking into both of our industries. So let's make hemp illegal. And what do? They made the hemp illegal. And that's why we don't have weed.
Well, I got weed.
Ashley, I am jealous. The rest of us are waiting for our states to get with it, okay? We got 19, no, I think we got 20, 25 more states waiting to get it legalized, okay?
It's like in all of our states, right? Where we live.
No,
At least
four
decriminalize.
It's decriminalized, but it's not legal
Federally
here.
legal. Yeah.
We're waiting. Biden. Yeah, Bill. I'm not Bill. Come on, Biden. Legalize it.
Bill.
When you win everybody over. Anyhow. Okay. I have a final question of the night. This one is related to relationships. Yeah. Okay.
Segues have been amazing
Amazing,
tonight,
right?
yo.
They're so good, right? They're so good.
Just such
Listen.
smooth transitions from one topic into another. Seamless.
Listen, this is the brain of an ADHD girl, okay? This is just how it's gonna go. And that's just how it is. No. All right. So, in a relationship, do you think a partner should have to explain to another partner what the boundaries are with a friend, with friends, or is it
Ooh.
something a partner should know already?
I feel like that's a people question, regardless if you're in a relationship or not. Like in any relationship, non-romantic or friendships, I mean, someone should freaking have some intuition.
I agree
They
with
should just
that.
know.
Like, you know, well, I don't know. Because jealousy is a thing, and you never know what's going to make somebody jealous. But then I hope, like, if y'all are two adults and you know, y'all are entering into a relationship that you've gotten to know each other well enough to know, like, where their jealous meter is, and then you know, you conduct yourself accordingly.
I don't know if it's about jealousy. Like for me, it's more about respect. And so I was, this is a while ago, because listen, I haven't been on a date in like 2 years. I'm all over men right now. But anyway, I was dating a man. Relationship was going pretty well. Who knows, right? Then, you know, he had a woman as a best friend. And I'm cool with that because, you know, I got friends of everything. And it didn't bother me until he would say things like, oh, her and I were drinking and smoking weed up until 3 a.m. in the morning. And I'm like, what? Like, I don't do that with my male friends. Like, I don't
Yeah,
go to their
see, I
house.
think that's a jealousy thing and not a respect thing. Because
I
if
think it's
they're friends,
disrespectful, though. Like,
but
if
if
you're my
they're
man, you're not
friends,
going to be, no, that's no. You're not going to be hanging out with another woman. It's,
why if you're not jealous?
I, no, it's not about jealousy. It's literally about respect. Like, it's optics.
Wait,
Like,
sorry, who's
how
optus?
is.
Who sorry, what optus? Who else would know that between besides you and him and her?
That's it. Why? She'll have the optics that she has access to somebody all at all hours for no reason without
Okay. Her friends.
boundary that if someone is in a relationship, you don't monopolize all of their time. And especially at odd hours in the night, that if they're in a relationship, they might, maybe they want to be together. It's on
Was he
him,
never
not
hanging
on
out
her.
with you?
Wait, so like, but like he wasn't with you because he was, sorry, like, but like you guys didn't have plans to be together that night,
Right.
correct?
That's my question as well. Like, was he making time for
It's not
you?
about the plans. It's not about the literal plans. It's for me, obviously, we disagree on this. I don't think it's appropriate for anyone to be monopolizing someone's time till 3 a.m. and without like saying anything, like, hey, I'm gonna be out with this person, but like, why this particular person?
Okay, see, I can respect the, let me know type of thing. Like, don't just have me out here thinking you about to come home or over or whatever and not let me know what's going on. But like, I don't know. Like, if they had an established friendship and drinking and smoking till 3 a.m. is something that they did in that prior established friendship, then like, I'm not gonna be the one to interrupt that ritual if it's not interfering with time that I would like. Like, if I'm doing something or if I'm not doing nothing and just don't want to go hang out with them and they want to hang out doing that, I don't care. That is your friend. Go be with your friend. But like, I mean, it's like Chrissy said, it's a personal thing,
Right. I guess that, and that, I think that this is the two things I wanted to highlight. So I was having this conversation with a person, and for me, I think that I would prefer my partner know how I would feel, and we don't have to have the conversation because that would tell me that we are connected enough for you to know what I would like versus us having to like spell it out, because I would hope that you would know me well enough to know I wouldn't like that versus you doing something and being like, oh, I didn't know that you didn't, because then I would be like, who have you been dating? You wouldn't know that I don't like that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I would hate for us to go to a party with a bunch of our friends and then you like do something that everybody else knows I wouldn't be cool with, and now you got me out here looking stupid. And that would bother me more than the actual act. Does that make sense? Like, I would be like, wow, like other people know that that's not something I'm cool with, but you had no clue? Like, oh, okay. That would bother me more, I think. But yeah, I think you should know your partner. I guess it depends on how long you've been dating or how long
Your
you've been
partner
getting
should
together.
know that don't
That
be hanging
too.
out with women at 3 o'clock in the morning, drunk
Right.
and
It
high.
would, right.
Also,
With the,
yeah.
also what?
No, nothing.
Oh, yeah, I think knowing your partner and knowing what the boundaries are is important. But also, when something happens, being able to have the conversation about why it you don't like it or what you would prefer they do next time in an adult and mature way, and not just being brooding or passive aggressive is also important.
Very true.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I think that's our business for today. I think that was good. I think we covered a lot of different things. This is our ease back into the show. I will say for next week, I will be asking you guys what you've been watching. I know that some of us are not watching anything on Disney, but there are a lot of cool things on Disney at the moment. For those of us who are still watching Disney shows, Percy Jackson's really good, just in case anyone's interested. But yeah, next week, if you guys are watching anything out there in the spheres, I know we're all still subscribing to lots of stuff. So I will ask you what's out there besides your trash TV about these dating shows.
That's all I got for you right now.
I hear you. I got you. Those free things are cool. But yeah, and then if you guys have any plans for February, let's talk a little bit about that. Also, next week we will talk a little bit about vision boarding and what our plans are for the new year.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, see you guys next week as always. It was great talking to you. And we will also post our question up on the socials and see what everyone else has to say about friends and what the boundaries should be in relationships. Cool. All right. See you guys next week.
Alrighty. All right,
All
bye.
right.
Bye.
Bye.